We've gone from competition to controversy, and presented by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, the great Daryl Ryder to talk about it. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
Daryl, I had the New York Post called a fiery rant yesterday, Daryl.
I saw. Congratulations to you on all of your success.
What was that? No, you just did.
It was this.
So that's how you tell Owen to hit those things. You go into the mic.
Now we got some sizzling bacon. That's a hot take. Still going on.
I am a bad boy. Coming in hot, 9:44.
Apparently I'm the bad boy.
Had a fiery rant yesterday, Daryl.
Check my ass out.
And I...
1.3 million.
I decided to... Let's get it all out there.
We just call them all out now.
I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. I don't have...
Well, guess who just walked in? It's Fatlock. I'm out of hot keys.
Let's power rank the hot keys.
Yeah, right, Daryl, power rank the hot keys. Go.
Daryl.
I think Fatlock has to be one.
Oh, it's just because you heard it last, you liar.
No.
You should have been here the week you weren't here, because Daryl was like, can I do a Fatlock? I want to do a Fatlock. Give me a
Daryl, you're not fat. You can't do Fatlock.
I know, but Fatlock is my favorite. I'm gonna go the fire extinguisher number two.
Hey, thank you.
And the sizzler number three.
There we go. So the three most recent ones here?
Yeah, this just went with recency bias there. Your top three guardians. Well, I think Kyle Manzardo is... All right, Daryl.
He's got to get in the lineup to be a top three guardian.
Yes, sir.
So there you go. Now who's giving fiery rants over here? This is good stuff. So yesterday I had a fiery rant. And today I tried to level with the Shador fans who are not Browns fans first. They're Shador fans first.
Good luck with that.
Well, okay. I didn't say it, guys, okay? That was Daryl, not me. So I said, can I ask a simple question? And I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. What team other than the Browns can offer him more reps right now? Maybe the Saints?
I was going to say probably New Orleans, because they're like by far the worst team in the NFL.
But they got Tyler Shook there, and I don't think that they're going to be offering anything other than Tyler Shook and then Spencer Rattler after him. Maybe Shador, okay? But you got four quarterbacks there, and I'm thinking, this is as open as it gets to be the backup quarterback. Probably not the starter, but the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
He can make a lot of ground here over the next few weeks. I'm going, there's opportunity here. Maybe I'm wrong, Daryl. Maybe you think the Browns are doing Shador dirty. Go ahead.
No, here's the thing. I have been saying this for weeks, and very few want to listen. Shador Sanders is a fifth-round pick. You can't act like he's a first-rounder. If he's a first-rounder or a second-rounder, I will hear all the arguments in the world about the Browns shortchanging him, not giving him opportunities with the first team, etc. By the way, he did, at least in my view. Now, he wasn't with the first-team offense. It was the twos versus the ones. Two offense versus the one defense. I'm going to count that, or that series, I should say, Ken, as first-team reps. You're going up against number one defense. That's a first team rep.
Miles Garrett, and you were on the field at the same time. Let it fly.
Absolutely. So but he's a fifth round pick. Fifth round picks typically don't get a lot of first team reps. Okay, and that's the lens that I think a lot of folks, including the Shador fans, and he's got a lot of them. He's a very popular kid. There's no question about that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the reality in the National Football League, and you're as a rookie and first training camp, you as a fifth round pick, especially when there's three guys, now it's two, but when there's three guys healthy in front of you, you're not getting first team reps. That's just the way this thing goes, whether you like it or not. Now, based on what I've seen at training camp with some things, do I think that he could potentially or should potentially get some of the reps that Dylan Gabriel's getting? Yeah, absolutely. But that's just my opinion. And look, the Browns, to their credit, they don't want to mess this kid up either. They do want to develop him, and they want to do it the right way. And the right way of doing that is not throwing the kid into the fire with a bunch of first-team reps in his first training camp. So I get it. And listen, I raise my hand, guilty as charged, throw myself on the sword. I've been calling for him to get some first team reps here just because I'm not impressed with what I'm seeing a whole lot offensively in training camp. So, you know, my calling for him to get first team reps, guys, is more so because I'm dissatisfied with what I'm seeing offensively in these 11-on-11 sessions. And I'm curious. It's more curiosity for me than feeling that Shador has earned or is deserving of as a fifth-round pick rookie.
Well, Daryl, you mentioned the fifth-round pick, and that's exactly what he is in real time. Now, I don't believe he is as bad as a fifth-round pick. I
agree with you, okay. And I think that a lot of external, and we've had this conversation, unfortunately, a lot of external factors played into why he fell to the fifth round. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. However, there were also some things that were of his and his camp's own doing that contributed to him falling out of the first and the second rounds. But do I think he's got fifth round talent? Absolutely not.
So the NFL, whether it's his fault or it's a vast conspiracy, the NFL didn't want to take him before the fifth round. And I'm thinking, well, if the Browns didn't take him in the fifth round, who was going to take? Would he have waited till the sixth? Would he have waited till the seventh? So what type of opportunities are afforded? I go, this job's as open for anybody as anybody can get. Like, he could go out against Carolina next week, and right. where stats actually do kind of count, not camp stats when people are put in different situations, but, you know, whatever
so
gets clicks.
We're not counting the 7-on-7s there,
whatever we can do for SEO, that's fine. He could go out there against Carolina next week and go 9-for-9 and throw right. for two touchdowns. And then, hey, let's have the conversation. 216-474-0092. I do think he has, and there were a couple people who got mad over Dillon Gabriel because I said, hey, I think he's got a higher ceiling than Dillon Gabriel. But I think that the Browns are treating him fairly and are the best opportunity for him because I said, if the Browns are, if there's a bunch of other teams that are not willing to give him even these reps, then the team that can give him the most reps, other than the Browns right now, is in Canada. So this is his best chance right now because no matter what I feel, the NFL clearly disagrees with me.
Well, there's 31 teams that weren't even willing to draft him.
Yeah. Yes.
So why would you think that there's 31 teams out there willing to give him
more reps?
Reps in,
better
in
reps.
Camp,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you are 100%, something must be in the water because I'm agreeing with you way too much.
There we
point.
Go.
But, you know, the preseason is going to be very important for him. Carolina, Philadelphia, right? I mean, he's going to get opportunities in those games. And the Browns are going to get some stuff on tape to see how he reacts to pressure, see how he's reading defenses, see what his footwork and his mechanics look like when he gets under duress as well. Look at his playmaking ability and extending plays and things, which, by the way, we've seen a little bit of that in the time that he's been on the field during camp. So the next couple of weeks are going to be very important, not just for Shador Sanders, but these other quarterbacks. But he is going to get some tangible opportunity here in the next 3 weeks. There's no question about that.
All right, Daryl, you talked about some of the things you've seen from him so far. And I know it's hard because it's camp. You're seeing people chart the actual statistics. We've had coaches roll their eyes at right. doing any of that because we don't know the situations. We don't know what the play calls are, what the
practices
defense.
Practices do get tilted.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So with that said, can you see the type of arm talent that had people thinking at one time he was not just a first-round pick, but a top of the first-round pick?
Yeah, and look, he if it were me, okay, he would be third on my depth chart of the four quarterbacks. But that's just me. I think he's a better player than Dillon Gabriel is. But right now, that's you know the Browns are going by their priorities. Dillon was taken in the third round, Shador the fifth round, and so that's the way they're laying things out. But no, I you see the talent there, Anthony. There is something there. And as I said earlier, I think that the Browns are trying to be very careful with him. They recognize that they have made mistakes in the past with young quarterbacks drafted later, with having to rush them out there before they were ready to be rushed out there. And because I think of that raw talent that he does possess, they really do want to bring him along slowly and develop him. And because let's be honest about it, right? Let's say it doesn't work out here in Cleveland in a year, two or three, or whatever that timeline is. They're not going to blame Shador. They're going to blame the Browns. Ah, well, that's just the Browns being the Browns, the usual dysfunctional nonsense. They can develop a quarterback to save their life, et cetera, right? So they're trying to bring this guy along slowly. And while, yes, am I anxious to see him get those reps? 100%. Because I am curious. I want to see what this kid can do. But it's very hard for me to criticize the Browns for their approach with him as a fifth-round pick.
Is Deontay Johnson on the 53-man roster right now?
Today he is, absolutely, yeah. I mean, they really don't have anything else in that receiver room not named Jerry Jeudy or Cedric Tillman. So, yeah, he is. He'd probably be the third receiver, Ken.
Then do you advocate for a trade for Terry McLaurin as Denzel Ward did on Twitter yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah, you do.
Here's the rub with that, though. You got to have someone throwing the football, right? It's the same thing going back to Travis Hunter when I was shilling for them to take Travis Hunter 2 overall. And that was after I had said they should trade the pick and get another first rounder for next year. You got to have someone throwing the football before, you know, I go back to what Phil Savage told me years ago, right? And he made the mistake with the Braylon Edwards selection where he went for the dessert before he went for meat and potatoes. The Browns need the meat and potatoes before they can go for dessert. Right now, they don't have a lot of the meat and potatoes. So I would do it. I'd bring him in because, they don't have a lot of top-tier wide receiver talent outside Jerry Jeudy, and there's a tremendous amount of questions, even with Deontay Johnson, even with Cedric Tillman, in that receiver room. And I am of the belief, I said that I think this with Baskin and Phelps yesterday, I think how they're going to be able to keep that fourth quarterback on the active roster, instead of keeping six receivers, they keep five.
Daryl, the defense, unfortunately, we've had the injuries already. However, it does look like a pair of those rookies have been flashing. I know it's very early, but are you more nervous about the defense because of the injury, or are you more optimistic because of the rookies?
I probably lean more optimistic.
Yeah, all right, Daryl.
Well, I mean, look, we knew about JOK, I believe it was in March when they announced, they just got it out of the way and said, hey, he's not going to be available this year, right? You know, Carson Schwechinger, they just rant and rave about him and just how great he is on and off the field. We got to visit with him the other day. But I kind of look at him, fairly or not, I look at him as the JOK replacement. Cross that one off. And then Mason Graham, at least from my standpoint, we've only had a couple of practices and pads, but he's looked fantastic.
Beast.
To me. I mean, he's looked fantastic to me. So
he's an ass kicker. Let's go.
He very well could be next to Myles Garrett there. So
yeah, you get Barry some credit.
Yep. I'm about to have Owen play the music. You're getting me excited here. Speaking of bits. Fight song? Speaking of bits. No, not the Michigan fight song.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know how many times the Browns are going to win a football game this year, but this rookie class, they're flashing. I'm a big fan of Harold Fannin Jr. I like him a lot. There's a lot of folks that seem to be pretty optimistic about Dylan Sampson as well. I think this rookie class has a chance to provide some significant impact this coming season.
All right, Daryl, final one for me, because I'm thinking about SEO.
Gage Larvidane.
Oh, yes, yes. We have to ask you if he's showing up. Daryl, just...
He and Shador are BFFs right now, catching everything Shador throws.
Heck yeah. That's hell sure. Yeah.
Who will end up having a better NFL career quarterback?
Oh, jeez.
Shador Sanders or Tim Tebow?
Shador Sanders.
Hell yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Daryl. Thank you for your time and your candor. Oh, is the Shane Bieber Cy Young a legitimate Cy Young?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Just want to make sure.
Yep.
Daryl, thank you for the time.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Daryl Rutter.